We've had two hearings so far from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot. We've learned that many of former President Trump's advisors told him he'd lost the 2020 election. We heard yesterday how Trump instead turned to others like Rudy Giuliani, described as drunk on election night. And Trump continued to falsely claim the election was stolen and possibly broke laws by fundraising off those false claims. Also, Attorney General William Barr thought the fraud claims were ridiculous.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
Yesterday, it became clear that the Select Committee is divided over whether to make a criminal referral against the former president. And today, the committee postponed a hearing set for Wednesday because of technical difficulties getting materials ready. That hearing will be rescheduled and is expected to dig into how Trump tried to use the Justice Department to investigate his false election claims. The Washington Post takes a deep dive into that claim today. It's a doozy of a story. We're going to link you at herenow.org as we bring in the Post's Carol Lenig. Hi, Carol.
Hey, how are you, Robin?
I'm just fine. And first of all, what can you tell us about this news about divisions on the committee about whether to recommend Trump or others face criminal charges instead of just simply putting their report together?
You know, in the committee, among the members, there has been a lot of intellectual and political division about what's the appropriate next step. There is a lot of anxiety, shared anxiety among the members about whether or not the Department of Justice is going to act with alacrity and aggressiveness to prosecute a former president if the evidence warrants it. And that anxiety fuels some more than others, that the Department of Justice needs clear recommendations like a referral to stop this kind of thing from ever happening again. Remember, the Department of Justice has not been, at least to the outward eye, investigating the conspiracy that many believe Donald Trump was engaged in from the start, as a sort of nonviolent conspiracy to mislead the public about a fraudulent election when it was not fraudulent. Even all of his advisors testified on Monday that they knew the election had delivered a victory to Biden and that there was no concrete, credible evidence of fraudulent voting or rigged ballots, as the president repeatedly tried to say.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, this piece reported by your colleague Michael Cranish about the Department of Justice. Let's set the scene. William Barr had quit as Attorney General after saying there was no fraud in the election. Jeffrey Rosen was acting Attorney General. He discovers that a mid-level Justice Department environmental lawyer named Jeffrey Clark has Donald Trump's ear about a way to overturn the election, they want to send a letter to several states seeming to come from the Justice Department saying that those states should not take Biden's votes, but send electors who would back Donald Trump. We'd known about Clark, but what are the questions that the committee has about him?
Well, first off, the committee is really interested. Hats off to my colleague, Michael Cranish, for diving deeper into this and getting some more details about what was going on behind the scenes. Every detail ultimately helps put together the mosaic or the puzzle of what was really going on. The committee is interested in how Clark got President Trump's ear and also is interested in what the president said to Clark, right? Because the committee's focus, absolute focus, is on what did Donald Trump know, what did he plan, and what was his intent? What did he know? When did he know it? What was he planning? And the key to that is if you make a criminal referral about the president, the former president, if you want the Department of Justice to dig in to this matter, there has to be evidence that Donald Trump either willfully ignored the truth, was willfully blind, should have been looking and knowing, should have known within a hair's breadth that what he was pushing was a lie, or that he acknowledged to individuals that he wanted to keep the reins of power even though he probably believed that he lost some of these swing states.
Yeah. So far, we haven't heard anything in the hearings from anyone saying that he said, yeah, I know it's not true, but we're going to do this anyway. And by the way, the reporting in the Post says that it was the Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, one of the proponents of Trump's voter fraud claims, who claims that he, you know, introduced Clark to Trump. And this led to an Oval Office meeting where there was almost, Trump was told that if he went ahead with these plans to have the Justice Department back his claims, there would be mass resignations from the Justice Department. And all of this, Carol, just 3 days before that riot at the Capitol. It's really stunning. We'll link people up to the Wash Post reporting at hearandnow.org. But Carol Lenig, meanwhile, a reporter with the Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.